find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. Here it is. It's January of 2011, and you are listening to Waking Up in America. I'm Dr. Valerie Ann Kirkgaard, firewalker and Olympic torchbearer, and I created dynamic radio dialogues on issues that mattered right back in 1987, and we're still going. We want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as Emergency Management Global One, Jason Winters Tea and LA Lifestyle, and YouHaveTheRight.com. We thank CW as a producer and as our announcer. Our editors are Debbie Ringchop, CW Wright, Kelby Smith, Dr. Rutledge, and Ken Cousins. Dr. Rutledge is on the way to Canada to screen his movie, $3 Billion and Counting. Keep your fingers crossed. The title song was put on the short list for Academy Award nominations. We'll find out more about that. C.W. Wright, our announcer, gosh bless his heart, is really on the fast track today. We've only got him for a few minutes, so we're going to shuffle the deck here on Waking Up in America and let him bring you his booming voice and tell you about our the people that
sponsor. Good morning, Dr. Val.
There you go, honey. Go for it.
We want to thank LALifestyle.com, the vitamin company of the stars here in Hollywood, California. You want to visit them at LALifestyle.com and see why the stars visit them. They have the vitamins. They have the juice boosters. They've got the right to nutritional oils back into your food system. Just an exciting little company that's been around for a long time at LALifestyle.com. And Jason Winters Tea, the specially formulated herbal tea designed to clean out your immune system, boost your immune system by cleaning out your blood. It's an amazing tea. It tastes good, too. And I can tell you're not drinking enough of it this morning. You're out, aren't you?
You little bugger. Where's my case?
I know. Jason Winters will be getting it over to you here real soon.
Oh, I appreciate that.
We also want to thank EMS Global One. And we want to remind our listeners that are back east in the winter storms that are way back east there that are brewing to make sure that you keep warm clothes and warm items, the things that will keep you warm in case you get stranded out on the freeway. That's EMS Global One. Their website is emsgo.org. That's emsgo.org. Back to you, Dr. Val.
Well, back to me is right. Let me tell you something really cool. The really intense, you kind of hear of an intensity in my voice because there's a lot of intense things going on in my life. And I swear I just ran out of Sir Jason Winter's tea. And I was telling CW before the show that if I'd had tea, you'd hear a different kind of intensity. So when you're in a stressful situation, a cup of Jason Winters tea isn't just good for your immune system, it's good for your entire spirit. However, I am thanking coffee. I'm thanking it right now because it helped me lose 31 pounds. Thank you, Dr. Rutledge, and I look hot. I'm a little cranky, but I'm hot, and I'm glad to be here. And in my life right now, a whole bunch of stuff is coming coming to a fruition point of decision and action. And we're on the air today with Kelby Smith, Ken Cousins, Debbie Ringchop, and C.W. Wright, who's going to be disappearing in a couple of minutes. C.W., I just really want to thank you for all that you've done to keep Waking Up in America growing and informing people. And right now, do you have anything from the Republic that you can share with us before you go, or is that not the time to talk about it?
Well, there's a lot of exciting things going on in the Republic, and I do not have enough time to go into it, but I'm going to ask Kelby to hit the highlights for you today because he's going to share some of the things that took place this past weekend in another location and what's taking place this weekend. And so stay tuned for that. And don't forget that Jason Winters Tea, I don't think we told him where to get it. That's our favorite health food store, and it's jasonwinterstea.com. jasonwinterstein.com.
Yeah, and hop over to the website, okay? We're getting the website more and more powerful all the time and connected. You're going to love it. You can actually just go over there and click on it. And LA Lifestyle actually gives military a 10% discount, and it also gives seniors a 10% discount. So,
yes,
hey,
I do.
I'm excited about all of that. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us, sir, before you hop off?
We want to thank you, Dr. Val, from the bottom of my heart for everything you do for the public and bringing the information that people don't always get to hear on other stations. And I want to thank you and the opportunity to serve you on Waking Up in America.
So can we connect up later today?
You can count on it. We'll connect later today.
Okay, that's terrific. Now, torchbearers are actually gathering all over the world, okay? And they're torchbearers are people in individuals, men and women, children, that actually believe in just holding the light higher and higher and illuminating the dark things that are going on. And believe me, if you want to, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend Roseanne this morning about the list of dark things that are happening, and it's just like unbelievable. But the 2,000-year-old flame, that's what the torchbearers live by, started back in Athens, and the flame is Citius Altius Fortius, or swifter, higher, stronger. Bob Sierkowski, who's doing that? Do we know who that is? Is anybody on a cell phone? Would people drop off and then come back on again, please?
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
You love that music. Bent Miegen, I love you. He wrote that song for me back in the 1980s. It's about being almost ordinary people, and of course, torchbearers and people that reach for the higher thing, they are definitely not the ordinary conversation, but what's wonderful about being extraordinary is it's available to each of us. Bob Sierkowski of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. So share us with your friends so they can join too. Now you might hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing. That's because we call from our homes and offices all over the United States. So you could hear a crummy cell phone connection because, by gosh, we are on the move. You can count on that. Now, last year I wrote a Pledge of Allegiance to the Republic, and of course I drew heavily on the past and what I wanted to see, and a lot of people have enjoyed this, so I'm going to share this with you this morning. So put your hand over your right heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Republics of America and to the freedom for which we stand, 50 republics under God, one community, indivisible, with peace, opportunity, and prosperity for all. Now, today's little bug in my blanket happens to be something that I got from Ron Hayes. Thank you. The email that Ron sent me said, sorry to send you this, and I know deeply that he is, because the title of the article is More Troops Lost to Suicide Than Actually Were Died in the Wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it hit a nerve for me, and the nerve that it hit for me is the way we're told to be, the advertisements on television, be all that you can be the Army, that whole thing. Well, let me tell you what they got in store for you. They've got in store for you that you are going to do things when you go over there that you may have wished that you had never seen and never done. I personally am a licensed marriage family child counselor, and I created a process called Directed Breath, and one of my areas of client load was post-traumatic shock syndrome, okay? So I worked with medics and soldiers that had watched people be tortured, watched people's heads be shot off in front of them, watched friends' fingers and limbs be cut off, and also medics that had to pick up body parts and things of that nature. And whether you're aware of that or not, those things actually cause traumatic shock that's stored in the body in the field. And I think that one of the reasons that we're losing more troops to suicide than to actual warfare has to do with the fact that there's no integrity for our armed services, okay? That people go with patriotism and love for their country in their hearts, and they come back in horror and disgust to find out that they've been fighting corporate battles over oil or whatever kind of domain things that we're into. So I really want you to get behind our troops, and I want you to support them, and I want you to remember that Bob Dumas was on the show recently. His brother has been in a Korean War camp since 1952 or 1953, and miraculously he's still alive. It turns out that there's about 250 others of them. We know for a fact that U.S. troops were used to they were used to be tested on. I've seen actually pictures of their children from the Gulf War. They're mutated kids. They're called Cyclops children. You can Google that. They're pretty horrible. So be prepared for one-eyed babies with one arm and things of that nature. It's pretty awful stuff, but it turns out that when you go into the military, you give them the right to do with you whatever they bloody well want to do with you. We won't even spend any time on this program because it's a program of its own about what women go through who have actually signed up because they feel patriotic too. Seems like, you know, one of the things that happens for them is they seem to be considered fair game for, let's just say, unauthorized body assaults. Okay, we'll call it that. So we've got all these different situations going on, plus we have troops that haven't been taken care of. Okay, so they're around something called depleted uranium. Take a look at that and see what that's about. The Army believes that that's a really effective way to kill the enemy. They also don't seem to pay any attention to the fact that it's a really great way of killing and mutating our future generations through our troops. So, and then if you throw on top of that the treatment that the troops were getting at Walter Reed Hospital a few years back, you can see where the priorities of the government has been in the past, and you can see why I'm a member of the Republic and happy to be a member of the Republic and delighted to be calling friends on a daily basis, friends with names like James Madison, Thomas Jefferson Jr., things like that, because we have re-inhabited the Constitution, and we have re-inhabited the Bill of Rights, and we've done it legitimately, and we're a happening force that's happening in this country, and you can count on us to give you the latest information on that. And sometimes we can't give you any information at all, because when a seed is growing, you just can't keep digging the darn thing up and turning it over again. So that's what I have to say about troops today. And as a final note on this conversation from a totally different direction, so that you can absolutely 100% get the absurdity of these guys, down in Florida, they're actually persecuting a guy, charged him $5,000 for his organic garden. So the insults go from small to large. But whatever they are, if you let the cockroaches take over the house, this is what you can count on, okay? There's a lot of way. One of the simplest way to get cockroaches is to, like, sprinkle salt, because when they walk across it, the little buggers die. When we put when we hold the torch up high and we put the light on these different things, such as we've been working with chemtrails and we've been working with all these different conversations, you're actually going to find out something wonderful happens. The maggots will disappear when you put the light on them. So with that, it has been suggested that since in my life I'm going through some rather challenging things right now, which is, you know, eviction from my office after 15 years, shortages in my checking account because I don't have as much money as I would like in there, and foreclosure proceedings. Who wants to jump in first? Is it a Ken or a Kelby or a Deb, or what do you say here? Pregnant pause.
Well, what would you like to be said?
Save me. Save me, green bikini. Save me. No, you already have. And I don't want to go into the specifics of it, Ken.
Well,
because everybody's case is different. But yeah. What is really important for people to know that I'm dealing with all of this stuff in 1 week, okay? And that there are solutions.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand, of course, that it's not just you or a few others, or if there's somebody out there who's dealing with similar or the same kind of things and feeling isolated because they don't have any communication or people who are there to really educate them, that everybody needs to know this is a cross the board, the entire country is under siege. We are literally in a a bordered situation that the primary focus has been since post-911 to stop the free flow of currency and business and activity, and the end result is upon us. All of
what do you mean bordered situation? What does that mean?
Well, for example, Homeland Security was instituted right after 911. One of the principal things that they were set to do, and of course there's always the spin that goes out to the public, is to make sure that funds don't go to the wrong people, to terrorists. As a result of that, Homeland Security has a committee that is in every single bank in this country that reviews everything going out or in into the country through the banking system as far as finances. So I have personal direct experience numerous times. I know many people the same thing, where large sums of money that were coming in for very straightforward, legitimate business purposes were blocked. And they have the authority. Let's say I have a company, I need capital to start my, or to continue a business or expand it, and I have an outside investment source that sends $20 million in.
Okay.
Into the country. What I mean by boarded is we're under, you know, a blockade, a literal virtual electronic blockade, because all the money that comes into the country is electronic. So it comes in through New York and then steps down through the Fed system into the individual.
So it isn't Homeland Security, it's Homeland Thievery. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
they're actually stealing that money?
They either steal it or they have the authority to hold it without any question, any trial, any process for at least 6 months. So what happens if you have a company that needs that money and it's all set, you've worked on it for a long time? So who are they blocking it? Whose companies are being blocked? The ones that support the kind of fundamental economic activity in this country that create jobs, that create other things that are of benefit to the general structure. You know, it's interesting. I saw a thing, either I heard it or saw it yesterday about, you know, the media is pumping now, the economy is improving. But I saw a phrase that's very telling. It said, corporate profits are up.
Oh, did you love it?
Corporate profits, see, they define gross national product, economic activity, growth, now by just statistical numbers. But
by corporate profit, obviously not by the individual.
Yeah, and there's a very significant book that people should read. It's called The Confessions of an Economic Hitman by a man named John Perkins, who would be, by the way, a great guest for the show.
Do we know how to get to him?
Yeah, he's got an institute I'll look into. He's got an institute in, very briefly, 10-second clip. He was an economic hitman. He went for NSA and CIA-type cover organizations to develop statistics in countries that would justify the World Bank going in and putting large sums of money. But those sums of money would go to projects that had no benefit to the people, but it would increase the gross domestic product, and then the World Bank and the IMF could say, look, our programs are working, we've increased the GDP, but it would actually take money away from the local people. Now they're doing that here. They have been for years. So, you know, this is a systemic, pre-planned, engineered process that's putting us all into these conditions. No cash flow, foreclosure, et cetera, et cetera. As you could tell, I could go on and on. And
please, I can't take any more of it today.
Yeah.
It's just too gruesome.
Back to the positive spin. Everybody who's out there feeling isolated, I can tell you one thing, that the camaraderie and the synergy of feeling, emotion, activity, and positive solution creation that is taking place now in the Republic is the most integrated activity in this country. It has the solutions. It has, you know, not necessarily all ready to go. We're building, you know, we're building
totally.
As fast as we can. But if you're feeling isolated and under siege, find your Republic in your local area, get involved, stop feeling isolated, stop complaining, be proactive, and let's start implementing the solutions.
Let's go to republicoftheunitedstates.org. You can find out about our Wednesday night call, which is happening this evening. Great calls. You can, Debbie, I'm planning on seeing you Saturday at the Jamboree. So, Deb, would you fill us in on that?
Wow, the Freedom Jamboree for California. Blast. We've got a bunch of us coming in from all over the state, and we're just going to be helping people, first of all, just an introduction of what's going on, little bits of different guest speakers, some you've heard here on the radio. So you're going to have a variety of people that are going to bring in kind of an overview, new things, whatever's just happened. I think that we'll probably have some wonderful new announcements and things. We're going to make available the ability to seat all of our counties at this event. So,
and what's the significance of seating all the counties, Deb?
It gets right back to this mortgage issue and all these other things. The power is with the people. The people become the grand jurors, and we bring cases to the grand jury, and we're able to actually work on the solutions, and it comes from us. I mean, yeah, we have to still deal with what they're doing, existing corporate
the royal they
plan, but our solution is we create the appropriate lawful remedies, and our grand juries are a piece of that lawful remedy. So we're going to be seating grand juries and seating the county seats. Basically, we're creating the structure, the infrastructure, when it doesn't work on the other side, which it isn't, it's not lasting. We've seen this. They're
what's not lasting? I don't understand what you're saying.
Going downhill, that we're now coming to the solution. So this is where everybody can gather, hear more information, see each other. We're going to have great raffles. So some really wonderful.
Hey, we're giving away stuff too, Deb.
Yeah, the plan is we're probably even giving away an application for getting their IDs for the.
Really?
We are hoping so. We're trying to get that confirmed right now, but it looks like we might be able to be giving away the package for that. I mean, you can come there and sign up and get them approved, and then you just go back home and submit it. You know, you do your little PayPal thing to pay for it. But somebody there, I think, is going to win a free one.
Oh, wow.
That. But there's some cool items that have been
done. Yeah, emergency management kit, too, from CW, who's, of course, doing important stuff right now.
Absolutely, yeah. I've got something, some essential oils, a kit that I'm going to be including in the donations.
And I'm actually going to give a free listing on the website to either if you have a business that you want to promote that is a complementary business to what we're doing, or if you have a charitable organization that you're really behind, we'll put a link on our website, and that'll be what you get to win and you get to pick. So
and there's a lot of flags coming.
I want the flag. I want the Don't Tread on Me flag, man. I am so Don't Tread on Me at this point.
Everybody just got to buy some raffle tickets and see what you can win there. We've got some really cool jewelry. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that people are donating, so it will help us cover our cost of the event because, unfortunately, it isn't all free.
But here's the fun of it all, okay?
Yeah.
You're never going to really experience good. A group of people that you enjoy being with more because there's the I'm not even sure if you're so supposed to say bullshit on the radio. Probably not, so I won't say that. But the baloney.
Yeah, don't say bullshit. Bullshit.
I won't. I'll just say baloney, okay? So if you're sick of bologna sandwiches, you are going to meet some absolutely, totally fantastic people there, and you're going to be surprised. It's like when Debbie and Ken and Kelby and CW and I were in Utah, and we walked into the room, people that we had never met before were old friends, and they were old friends because we were all on the same page. So, Debbie, I cannot tell you, and Ken and Kelby, we haven't really heard from Kelby yet, but we will shortly. Just absolutely, you know, what you contribute and how much I totally appreciate you. And Dr. Rutledge, being 31 pounds lighter, you can come and see me.
He left you.
You can come and see me and see the transformation, okay? because I'm hot. I'm really hot. And I thank Dr. Rutledge and his communication for that. I just got an email.
Cool that everybody has a chance to meet the radio team in person there.
Hey, so. You know, that's absolutely terrific. And we want to take this moment right now. We want to acknowledge the good guys, okay? So Stardoves actually has a rather major mailing list. It's terrific. And you can go to 100,000 people. You can mail to 100,000 people for under like $40 or $50. I don't know what his deal is now. If you say, I heard about it on Waking Up in America, he'll give you a discount. But this email list of his are people that actually buy things that are of good consciousness, that you'll be delighted to be connected to them. You can write an email to ra@stardoves.com, or you can call him at 828-665-0411. That's 828-665-0411. You need a break from all of this? Hop down to San Pancho, Mexico, which is just 45 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta, to Roberto's Bungalows with Steve and Diana. Their website is Roberto's, Roberto's Bungalows.com. Their telephone number is 971-239-4120. You'll love these guys. You'll love Mexico. You'll love the town. You'll love the food. It's terrific. And to tell you the truth, Mexico's hurting a little bit right now. So between saying that you heard about it on Waking Up in America and the kindness of their hearts, I'm sure that they'll do something special for you if you ask for it, okay? Now, an amazing time for me to be doing what I do in the world. I actually created a process in 1984 that has to do with removing emotional stress, and some people would not always believe that I was master of that process, but I feel as though I could never have been on the radio today if I wasn't mastering this process and if I hadn't been smart enough to surround myself with people that are smart and in action. So I'm happy to give you a free demonstration of it, and frankly, I think you'll be rather impressed. You can check it out first by going to Dr. Valerie, and that's DrValerie.com for a free consultation, or you can give me a call at 310-455-8623. Once again, that's 310-455-8623. We want to welcome a new advertiser today. It's youhavetheright.com, and you can learn Tim Turner's secured party process. You can find out about Tim Turner's online seminars, seminar freedom docs, over 1 year's worth of follow-up question and answer, conference calls, social community, and more. I like Tad a lot. We've had some great conversations. I like what he's put together. Also, exclusively for Waking Up in America listeners, a free download of the Banker's Secret Handbook. And when you find out what's in that handbook, you are going to be blown away with the way bankers perceive customers. I put quotes around the word customers. So, and it's designed for bank presidents and vice presidents only. Does that give you a tip? So if you're interested in this, you can send me an email at val@mailhouse.com, or for more info, you can call this 800 number, which is 888-390-5104. That's 888-390-5104. Visit our wakingupinamerica.com and check out our video library, Race for the Rainforest, and sign up for our newsletter. They're all free. When you go to Race for the Rainforest, you're going to get to select from three different areas that you want to support. I'm asking you to please sign up for your account so you can keep track of it. You are going to be saving American prairie, oceans, and Amazon forests. And believe me, you want to save Amazon forests, because amongst the other atrocities that are going on, the forests are being cut down at an alarming rate, and those forests are actually considered the lungs of the planet. So with that, I want to say thank you. I want to let you know we're on the air today with Kelby Smith, with Ken Cousins. CW just took off. Rutledge is on the way to Canada with his movie, $3 billion and Counting, You Go Rutledge. And on top of that, we just heard from Debbie Ringchop. So, gosh, Kelby, what can you tell us, dear heart?
Oh, my goodness.
Was that too mushy for you?
No. As a matter of fact, I was going to tell you, Val, that you looked hot before. I mean, now you just must be over the top hot.
Oh, thank you. So, it's true.
Yeah. Hey, rumor has it she's going to be in a bikini on Saturday.
Oh,
really?
Well, we
all I just threw a towel around myself.
We should have a raffle for a date with Val. What do you think, guys?
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Worth at least $500.
Listen, this thing was good, Kelby. It was a diet that had to do with removing cellulite.
Right.
And that's amazing because it's not like a regular diet. So it's like, you know, what can I tell you? You will be surprised if they come down there, you know, because I'm actually 70 years old and I didn't even look this good at 50, you know?
That's awesome.
And it's available for everybody, and I think that's what's important. Everything we're talking about is available for everybody.
Well, regarding the Republic, in the last couple of months, we've re-inhabited, we reset the vacated seats in 1860, as you know, we did that in Utah, where we brought the, through de jure, jural assemblies. I don't want to get into explaining that, but that's basically the people, we the people across the country, voted our senators, our congressmen. We went and we seated them in Utah, and now we are developing our courts. We're developing our state and federal courts, and we're also moving in the process of seating our county.
Is that your cell phone?
No, that's not me.
Okay, somebody else's cell phone.
Sounds like somebody's getting an incoming call that's
Yeah.
Is somebody got a call waiting?
Everybody hang up but me and Val.
Yeah, everybody hang up but Kelby and me and then come. Oh, you don't have to, Deb. You're on a landline, right?
Yeah, I think it's Ken's, but
okay. Well, Ken's
it's
almost always worth it.
I'm on the same phone I'm always on, and I don't think it's coming for me. I think it's just the CIA readjusting their listening devices.
Oh, do you think that's it? And no, we don't suffer from paranoia. It's only a rumor.
Just because we're paranoid doesn't mean they're not listening to us.
Right. My favorite poster, Ken, is just because you're paranoid and think they're out to get you doesn't mean they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Kelby, you were saying.
Well, we're moving back to developing a de jure government, republic by republic, and ultimately to the point where we will be the governing force for the entire nation if they choose it. So this last week, through instructions of people that have been helping us all along that are in the de facto, that know the truth and are upset with what has happened, they assist us. They help us with the legislative lawful process to re-inhabit properly and move forward. And what we did this weekend was we convened a national grand jury in Georgia.
Wow.
100 people across the land show up and they listen to a few very important cases. And I wish I could discuss this stuff with you because as the votes were happening and the hands were raising, emotions were there. It was present. You felt the spirit of God in the room. You felt the enthusiasm. You felt we were standing up. And I can't get into specifics, but it was the most encouraging weekend that I've ever had.
Including Utah?
It's the next step. You got two things happening. You got a government that's been seated. Now you need to take the procedural steps to properly lay the foundation and proclamation for the land and so on. And I don't want to get into more than what I just said, but the bottom line is this, and Ken can discuss on this a little more. The bottom line is this. What's happening in the next 2 weeks is going to give us the remedy that we need, lawful remedy, and the lawful support. And I don't want to go beyond that word.
Right, support. I get it.
So it's very exciting, Val. There's much more news. Like I said, the Freedom Jamboree is this weekend in California. We got a big tent. A couple thousand people could probably fit, and I hope they come.
You know what? And they're going to love Shalene Nightingale, our governor. They're just going to love her.
They are. And it's going to squash a lot of rumors regarding the Republic. It's going to put forth a lot of facts. I'm actually working with one of the video editors to put together presentation video that will show the process on screen and how everybody and how this all happened.
Oh, that is absolutely terrific. And I'll tell you, if you've been receiving any emails that say that Tim Turner is over or any of that stuff, we get that all the time. It doesn't mean anything. It's not true. I've gotten at least five forwards yesterday, and I just want to say, once again, baloney is such a good word.
Well, Val, I got a great thing to do with that email.
Yeah? What are you going to do? Can you say it on the air?
I can.
Okay, good.
You print it, you go into the bathroom, you use it, and then you flush it. It's a really effective procedure with that email.
That's really good, and is it in color, so it won't stain your butt. Anyway, here's the deal, guys.
Hey, we're getting too graphic.
Whenever you do something that's extraordinary, jealousy happens. People that didn't have enough to pull it off themselves, people that was always, you know, there's a whole culture of people like to blame other people rather than giving the support. This thing that we're doing, I'm astounded at what we've accomplished. Still isn't a year yet, you guys, mm-hmm. since we sent a notice to the governors. In less than a year, as far as I understand, the only republic that really needs some outrageous help is Delaware. Does anybody know anything about Delaware?
Delaware is a corporation state.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's
Isn't that funny?
They are corporate.
That is very funny, Debbie. I did it. I mean, I heard it, and I kept thinking, what is it about Delaware I need to remember? It's where you incorporate.
Yep.
Hey, Val, where the United States Corporation is.
I'm sorry, what?
It's where the United States of America, we were shown a document, a print-off of the incorporation papers of something called United States of America, Inc., filed in Delaware in 1989 as a nonprofit religious corporation.
1989?
Okay, it was a very significant year in 1989. We don't have time to go into it, but a lot of things started being implemented then. And,
that is really funny.
And we saw copies of that document.
Well, I got something from last night. We had a Senate call, and we had one of the justices came on to say some things. And he said he had kind of, I'll call it an epiphany in the morning. About 4 in the morning, he was driving to visit someone, and he had to pull over because he got a message from God about this attack that we're getting, you know. And he said that God told him that this was not the enemy. It was him actually creating this and to weed out those that are not feeling strong enough and enough faith to move forward and make the republic work. That it's really his solution, and it's to show who's strong to get past it. Because if you really believe, this stuff just rolls right off. You don't even think about it.
I haven't gotten there yet, Deb.
It's great. I mean, it really. I thought when he described that, and I know we're going to be able to get this in a little written form. And when we do, I'd like to put that on the web. But it's just. It was so. Profound the way he described what he heard, and it just warmed our hearts to know that, you know, we're here, we're strong, we're going to keep going, and these words are only out there to try to, you know, distract those and to test who wants to go, who wants to make this happen, who really believes in the Lord's work, and that's where we're going. So I think that it's, you know, we are a nation under God, and with all religions, all ways of thinking, all whatever, we're not prejudiced on any of those fronts. We believe everyone has the right to believe and pray the way they want to, but the whole thing is, it's up to you to be part of this, and don't let them bad apples stop you. Flush them down, as we said. That's the fertilizer. It's out there, and all that's going to do is make us stronger.
Well, you know, that's what they say about diamonds and coal, too, you know.
I have one more quick announcement, if I could. The Republic is, about 2 weeks ago, we found out we were banned from being on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because as everybody knows, we were doing shows with RJ. And the point being, we've tried to make contact with the owners. We, in fact, did. And I'll be honest, I've in all the conversations I've had in this last couple of years, he was absolutely the rudest man I've ever spoken with.
I actually tried to, Kelby.
Yeah, and the bottom line is this. We formed the RepublicNewsNetwork.org, and we did our first interview with RJ today. We would like to have you on there, Val, as well, to interview various people and put postings on the website.
Oh, that's terrific. I'd love to.
We're going to eventually get to the point where we have a broadcast going out continually to the people so that they have information firsthand and they get a training and education through the site as well. So I just wanted to make that announcement. And
how do they find it, Kelby? How do they find the Republic? Is it RepublicNewsNetwork.com or what is it?
It's RepublicNewsNetwork.org. However, it won't be up until Monday. We're going to put our first broadcast that RJ and I did this morning on the homepage probably in the next few hours. At republicoftheunitedstates.org, but start next week looking forward at republicnewsnetwork.org.
Oh, I'd be delighted to participate, and I know others that would be too. This is terrific. I did talk with that gentleman myself, and I was astounded. You know, if we give negative information a lot of energy, then it ends up affecting people like that guy. And that guy that ran that network, he didn't used to think like that. A cockroach got to him. And those little buggers, they squish when you step on them, but sometimes if you don't know how to manage them, they do damage. So RJ is somebody that we've referred to in the past. The guy does good work, and we really appreciate it. So here we are. We've got about 10 minutes left here. What do you think the best way is to use this? What can we give people that will be the most meaningful to them?
Hey, Val, I'd like to throw something in.
Yeah, I can.
A long time ago in my life process, in looking at all the contexts and issues that we're dealing with today, I've been on this path for a long time, as you know, I came up with an axiom, a saying, and that saying is, there are no enemies, only opportunities. And that basically is a way to rephrase what that justice, that individual you were mentioning, what he realized, what he saw. Because there's nothing outside of ourselves. If we see something external, it's because it's reflecting something to us. And if we lock on to this concept of an enemy, there's something outside of us, whether it's the corporation or the aliens or the devil or anything like that, then we externalize it. We give our power away and we become weak by that. So what you were describing in that epiphany is basically realizing that anytime something comes that we come up against, whatever it is, whether it's individually or collectively, it's not an enemy, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to look inside, to clear our own stuff, to evaluate what's going on, and to use it as an opportunity to rise to the next level. And so anybody out there who is using divide and conquer techniques to attack the Republic, for one thing, it's highlighting our own internal divisiveness, but it's also obviously demonstrating that they're choosing division instead of unity. And there was a saying a long time ago, a couple hundred years, 230 years ago, which was very simply, united we stand, divided we fall. You know, even with all these people have all these divisive approaches, the bottom line is we're still 95% all on the same page. So let's
we totally are, and it just doesn't sound like it. You know, Ken, you're reminding me of a tarot deck that I like very much. Actually, it's a one-card tarot deck. Mm-hmm. And one of the cards on the deck is, here's the question for listeners to ask themselves, are you scissors or are you needles? And what the tarot card deck refers to in this particular image is that what's happening with RBN, that other network, is they've decided to be scissors. So they're cutting, they're trying to cut things apart. And Debbie's a definite needle. All of the people on this show are needles. And what needles do is they take a look at things that are separated and see a way to join them back together again. Because it's in that strength, it's in that joining, it's in that meshing of the fabrics that we get strength. And you can tell as you listen to people here, as you listen to Kelby, as you listen to CW, as you listen to Ken. Ken, you've been 40, 50 years? I shouldn't say that. It makes you sound like you're Methuselah. But I know you've been studying this stuff for a long time, and this is like my 24th year in radio. So, and I started out as the torchbearer, and I was the associate head of Los Angeles Now, the women's organization with Gloria Allred. And I was actually writing consciousness writing handbooks back in the 1970s. And that was an amazing thing, too. There was a thing at that time called the feminist click, and it was like the click of a shutter. So it's like, you'll be listening sometime to the show, and all of a sudden you'll be listening to another friend talking or something like that, and all of a sudden you get that kind of like click. That's what we were shooting for back in the 70s, and by gosh, we got it. It was like an awareness of how we were giving ourselves away without realizing it. It's like, I'm really tired of people calling the American people sheeple, because I've worked there. Believe me, there are one or two fat ones hanging around on the couch that have been eating McDonald's and gaining thousands of calories. But those are people that just don't know where to go and don't know what to do, and they're like boxed in like cattle, which is kind of a sheeple thing. However, what we want to take a look at here is that's not what's really happening. There's a lot of people that are awake. They're turning around. They're thrashing around. They don't know whether to go for troop deaths, chemtrails, heart machines, you name it. It's organic gardening. I loved it when they came into Venice, FBI with guns into a organic restaurant to arrest the owners for, I believe it was for serving raw milk, okay? So the levels of absurdity. I mean, this is proof that the cockroaches are in action. But as I said, it's really simple to handle cockroaches. You just sprinkle salt on their little feet and they die. So we're putting light. What were you going to say, Ken?
I said just turn on the light.
Yeah, just turn on the light. So, Debbie, what would be the light that you would turn on if you had a switch at your fingertips right now and you were going to turn the light on to a particular subject? What would that subject be, and what would you want people to see in that light?
What would that subject be? My subject is unity. We are the united, and I do mean United States of America, not individual little colonies all by ourselves and trying to be separate. We are united. So that's my big switch, is recognize we're in this, we're creating a united structure, we're working together. It's infighting, and all that little stuff is petty. We just want to look at the big solution. So, you know, yeah, we've got a lot of opinions on how to do stuff. Right now, let's just get something done. So positive thinking and united we stand.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I was actually thinking that the one of the themes for, I've always had, since the late 80s, I've always had Almost Ordinary People with Extraordinary Dreams as a theme music that was written especially for Waking Up in America by Bent Miguen. Bent, thank you so much for doing that. Turned out that Michael Jackson used to listen to Waking Up in America, and he actually gave me permission to play my favorite song of all of his songs, by the way, which was Man in the Mirror. If you want to make a change, take a look in the mirror, and that's kind of what you were talking about, Ken. You take a look at the man in the mirror, you see what's being reflected, and you make the change from there. I'm not sure if it was a right decision or a wrong decision. For some people, it was probably either or both. But under pressure, I took it off that particular music off the radio show because it plugged into so many people when Michael got accused of various and sundry things. But it always touched my heart that he had written it, and it always touched my heart that I thought that that's where the truth really lay, is that we have to take a look at ourselves. We have to see what our possibility is. We have to do Sidious Altius Fortius, which is swifter, higher, stronger, which is my Olympic torch is right over there on the wall. I forgot to tell you. I'll actually be bringing my Olympic torch to the Jamboree. And you guys can actually feel what an Olympic torch feels like, because it'll be there. I carried it in 1984 from True Value Hardware to Bear State Air Conditioning. So, Kelby, if you were going to turn the light on today on something and have people get a recognition, what specifically would that be?
Mortgage foreclosure fraud. I have been given the formal ability to be able to say what the president appointed me to, which is my new position, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for the Republic. My goal is to expose the fraud and fine the blanket solutions, which I'm working on with Ken and other people within the Republic, that we can offer to the people to be able to come under an umbrella and have true solutions in commerce, strip the lenders off the title because they don't deserve to be on it. They've been paid. If they've been securitized, to any degree, they have been paid. So we would like to make that awareness happen, expose the fraud, and shed some light to our country, and that's my intention.
Cool. Very cool. Ken, you're going to turn the light on one particular thing. What is it?
The fact that with all this intensification of all the things going on, arresting people for organic gardens, arresting people for drinking milk, et cetera, we have to realize that what's really happening is we have turned the light on. They have been exposed, and we're in a cleansing and purifying process. So that which is diseased in our society, in our structure, in our economy, individually, it's all coming to the surface. Because if you have a wound and you close it off, it will fester inside, but if you open it up, you allow it to heal. So we're really going through a healing crisis, as is described in homeopathy, which is an increase of the symptoms before they disappear.
Oh, well said.
Thank you. My
symptoms have increased a couple of times this week, but if you notice, I have a calm, firm, strong tone, which comes from having walked around the house screaming my bloody head off this morning after telling Debbie that I was going to do something to get myself together, because when you've got a whole bunch of stuff sitting there in front of you and you don't know what to do to it, turn to a friend. Because
hey, Val,
you got.
I'd like to bring one thing up. The address for people to just come and show up is at the Newport Dunes Waterfront Resort, and that's in Newport Beach, California. It's at 1131 Back Bay Drive. You probably want to show up somewhere between 10:30 and 10:45 because I think we might have a line at the door, and we want to start as promptly as possible at 11 o'clock. There's no cover charge or anything like that, and, of course, donations are very welcome, and we're going to have some wonderful raffle items. So we want to see everybody come and meet the world of freedom-loving people.
Yeah, with great names, too. I bet you Thomas Jefferson Jr. and his dad will be there, huh?
Right.
This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy and Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. We thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, JasonWintersTea.com and LALifestyle.com, and a big thanks to YouHaveTheRight.com. You can send me an email if you want to know more about that at val@mailhouse.com. Also, to you, our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Ruben Colomb, and our announcer, Mike, merci beaucoup to Bent Mygan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Well, how about that? Next week, invite a friend to listen. You can always write me at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, visit wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for the alerts and get your free password and user ID. Hey, Sidious Altius Fortius, higher, swifter, stronger. How about that? We can do that. Yeah, Ken.
One quick thing. That's a small side street address that Deb said, but the target is the Jamboree exit off of the 405. Go west about 3 miles. It's just before the light at Pacific Coast Highway. You turn right, and you're right there. So the major cross is Pacific Coast Highway and Jamboree Road about 3 miles west of the 405.
See how good team works? Catch you next week. See you this Saturday. Be there. We'll be there. Thanks for listening.
This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open. This is for you. This is for all you knew. Pouring through, now your heart is open. This is for all of your crazy schemes, love and dreams, and the time you spoke them.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.